This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A railway expansion in Utah that could lead to more oil trains moving through Colorado has gotten a major boost from the U.S. Supreme Court. In a ruling this morning, the court concluded more environmental review is not necessary for the Uinta Basin Railway project. It aims to open up a remote area of Utah for more oil and gas development. Opponents, including Eagle County, worry that will lead to more trains carrying waxy crude oil through Glenwood Canyon, increasing the risk of derailments and spills into the Colorado River. A new state law sets up a pharmaceutical donation program. It will let pharmacies, long-term care facilities, medical providers, and hospitals donate leftover, unexpired prescription medicine. The drugs will be inspected by a licensed pharmacist and then redistributed to poor and uninsured patients. Individuals will also be able to donate unused drugs to receiving organizations. The town of Palmer Lake, north of Colorado Springs, could take a crucial step tonight toward allowing a Bucky's Travel Center along I-25 in El Paso County. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Town officials are deciding whether the land the Bucky's would sit on is eligible to be added to the town. The flagpole annexation would make way for the construction of a new Bucky's Travel Center with a 74,000-square-foot store and likely more than 100 gas pumps. Palmer Lake Mayor Glant Havener stresses this vote is just one step in the process.
It doesn't mean the request will be approved. It means you're eligible to proceed.
It's the second time the issue has come before town council. Its first approval was rescinded over what developers called a technical issue. But the proposal has a lot of opposition, including multiple lawsuits and recall petitions. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.